Continue our reading today from the 60th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And thy gates shall be open continually, by day and by night they shall not be shut, to bring to thee the force of the nations, and their kings shall be directed there. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve thee shall perish, nations being wasted shall be a waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to thee, the fir and the pine and the boxwood together, to adorn the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet. And the sons of those afflicted shall walk to thee, bowing down, and all they who disdain thee shall bow themselves down by the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of Yehovah, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Instead of thy being forsaken and hated, and none passing through, I will set thee for an eternal excellence, a joy of a generation and generation. And thou shalt nurse the milk of the nations, and thou shalt nurse on the breasts of kings. And thou shalt know that I, Yehovah, thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the powerful one of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. And instead of iron, I will bring silver. And instead of the wood, bronze, and instead of stones, iron. And I will set thine overseers for peace, and thy taskmasters for justice. Violence shall not be heard any more in thy land, nor devastation and breaking in thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall not be for thee for a light by day any more, for the brightness of the moon shall not give light for thee. But Yehovah shall be for thee for an eternal light, and thy God shall be thy splendor. The sun shall not go in any more, neither shall the moon be gathered in. For Yehovah shall be for an eternal light for thee, and the days of thy mourning shall be complete. And thy people, all of them just, to eternity they shall possess the land, the stem of my planting, the deed of my hands, that I may have splendor. A small one shall become a thousand, and a little one a numerous nation. I, Yehovah, will hurry it in its time. And we read further about the glorification of the Lord from the Arcana Celestia, 10,053. For when the Lord was in the world, he made his human divine truth, and successively, by unition with the divine good which was in him and was the being of his life, he made his human divine good, thus one with Yehovah. The being of his life was that which with man is called the soul from the Father, and this was the divine good itself, or the divine love. That where the Lord is treated of his glorification denotes the unition of his human with the divine itself, which was in him, thus with Yehovah his Father, by which unition he made his human also the divine good, is manifest from the passages in the Word where mention is made of glory and glorification when spoken of Yehovah or the Lord as in these passages. The glory of Yehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. I, Yehovah, called thee in justice, to open the blind eyes, to bring forth from prison him that is bound. I am Yehovah. This is my name, and my glory I will not give to another. Yehovah shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The nations shall walk to thy light. These passages treat of the Lord, and by the glory of Yehovah is meant the Lord as to divine truth. For divine truth proceeding from the Lord is the glory of Yehovah. That divine truth is from no other source, the Lord teaches in John. Neither have you ever heard the voice of the Father, nor seen his shape. And it is the Lord that is treated of. It is Yehovah himself, for he says, I am Yehovah. This is my name. My glory I will not give to another. Hence it is also the Lord that is called the King of glory, as in David. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye doors of eternity. and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Yehovah, strong and a hero. Yehovah, a hero of war. The Lord is here called the King of glory from the divine truth, from which he fought, conquered, and subdued the hells. This was done from his human when he was in the world. Hence it is that he is called Yehovah, strong and a hero of war. And again, he's called a hero in Isaiah. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name is God, hero, father of eternity. And the glory of the Lord denotes the Lord as to his divine truth proceeding from his divine good, which is Yehovah or the Father. The Lord himself teaches in John, the Word was made flesh, and we saw his glory as of the glory of the only begotten of the Father. That the Lord is here meant by the Word, which was made flesh, is manifest. The Word denotes the divine truth, as does also glory. And finally, we read another passage about the angels glorifying the Lord in heaven. It says in the Arcana Celestia 2133, of the Lord's divine mercy, heaven has, on two or three occasions, been so far open to me that I have heard a general glorification of the Lord, which is of such a nature that a number of societies glorified the Lord together with one mind, and yet each society did so by itself, with a distinct affections and derivative ideas. It was a heavenly voice, heard far and wide, to an extent so immense that the hearing failed to reach its end, as fails the sight when it beholds the universe. And this was attended with inmost joy and inmost happiness. A glorification of the Lord has also sometimes been perceived like light shining out, flowing down, affecting the interiors of the mind. This glorification takes place when the angels are in a state of tranquility and peace, for it then flows from their inmost joys and from their happinesses themselves. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.